الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to guide, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite wisdom chooses not to guide, no one could try to misguide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is a servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your life, throughout your dealings, dealing with your spouse, dealing with your co-workers, when you're behind your phone, what you are watching, and how you interact with your family. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to be in the state, and do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Those who are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your Sustainer, your Creator, advises you to have taqwa once again, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kulu qawlan sadida," to speak truthful words. Watch out what you say. Be careful talking about other people, other families, other individuals. And if you're able to control that tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify your deeds. All those things you have planned in your life to do, Allah will help you facilitate that in the best way possible and forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed us on this beautiful day of Friday to be here to gather, even with the current situation, to praise and to worship our the true Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I always like to start my khutbah with that recognition, and that we are not we always have to make sure that we acknowledge it as much as we can, as this is one thing that has put us far apart from others, this deen of Islam that we are grateful for. This pandemic that we are going through, as it's increasing up and down and continuing on, many of us have learned very much things and lessons through this whole time. Maybe you learn how precious your family is and spending time with them, and how much you maybe miss that and miss opportunities. It could be that how much we miss being in that building, even though we could see it, but we can't enter it for our own safety. We recognize the worth of the Islamic Center and the Masajid. Another thing that maybe that we are focused on is that our money management. That with this pandemic, we know there's a lot of people that are unemployed. It spiked up, currently around 6.9%. 11 million people are unemployed here in America. And there could be many of us in the crowd here that might be that case. Or forelogged, where your company lets you go and say, you know what, we don't have work right now. And we'll call you back when things are better. Or you might have businesses where no one's coming in because of the situation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us if you're going through that situation. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And it's a lot of anxiety to know that you don't know if you're going to get a paycheck or not, and when the next job offer is going to be. And if you're still employed, you might not know if your own company might be shutting down, or business might be going too well, so you're on edge, because you might not know if how things might be in the next month or two. So it's a serious situation. So a lot of people start looking more closely at what? Their finance. They start looking at their bank account a little bit more. Look at their spending. Then being a little bit more meticulous in terms of how they choose what to spend on or not. And this point, that alhamdulillah, that is good. And people create budgets and make sure they're spending in the proper way. But I'm not here to tell you how to budget your money. There's others of people that are much more proficient in that. But one thing that we have to keep in mind when we talk about money management is how do we answer and how is our relation of our money that we have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that spending of it. One thing that we all have to understand, all that money that we have or the finances or the wealth that we have in our bank accounts, yes, it might come from a check that has a company name on it. It might be a direct deposit that shows up in your bank statement from your employer. But that has already a long time been facilitated up above, long time ago, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though many knows, the hadith of the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained when we're in the wombs of our mother, how much substance we will get in this world. So yes, you might thank the person, thank you for paying me for my item, but that is all connected back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bringing you that customer, getting you that job, have that paycheck come into your account. So we're always attached and we remind that. And we remember that. So we want to make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, we had to make that point. We understand that our wealth originates, the source of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the risk, all that wealth, the clothing, the cars, the houses, the jewelry, was already written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you got that at the mall or got it from some other location. So we understand this connection here. So we want to make sure that if that money came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to make sure that we take it and spend it in a way that's pleasing to who? Not your wife, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to make sure that source of it, that we are grateful from that source we got it from. And those who might have children in the crowd, you know that if you give your child some money and say, spend it on something on school, you know, food to eat, and next thing you know, they come back and say, I bought this app. I bought this new video game. Look, Dad, I bought a bunch of chocolate. How do you feel? I gave you that money and spend it in a proper way. This is what you bought. So you kind of feel like you didn't do it, you didn't handle it properly. So imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives us this wealth. If we don't spend it properly, how will we answer to it? And to magnify this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, where he says, لَا يَزُولُ قَدَمَا إِبْنَ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says that the person will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not move, they will not be allowed to go forth or go to any other place, حَتَّى يُسْأَلُوا عَلْ خَمْسٍ, until that person is asked about five category of questions. All of us, me and you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, this is what's going to be on the exam, on the day of judgment. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day easy for all of us, and that's no joke. And the five categories of questions that will be asked. And one of those categories, the Prophet said, "An ma lihi, wa min ayna iktasaba, wa fima anfaqa." That the person will be asked about the wealth that you had. How did you obtain it? And how did you spend it? It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking us these questions because he doesn't know. Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But he's going to ask what? That house you bought, that type of car that you got, that clothing that you put on, those upgrades to the house, the spending of this and that vacation, etc. Was it wasteful or not? Was it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or was not? Every single one of our spending, how long would that be? And so this is a serious brothers, this is a serious matter, my dear brothers and sisters, that as we do money management, as we're doing now, very meticulous in how we spend our money, it's not about talking about how much this is, can I get a discount next week on Black Friday, but is the spending that I'm doing on this car, where maybe I could buy one that could get me to this point B, just like the one of this car, maybe I should spend my money on this. That should be it. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, can I ask and I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, yes, this purchase of this clothing, this purchase of this jewelry, this purchase of my house, etc. Ya Rabb, I did it without no wastefulness and I did it to please you. If we could answer those questions good, alhamdulillah, we'll be in a good shape. If we can't, we have some things to talk about. And we're at a very big disadvantage, my dear brothers and sisters. Because we're surrounded in an environment of what? Consumerism. We're buy, buy, buy. Even with a pandemic, they haven't stopped sending ads to your door, have they? They don't care if you lost your job, they're going to pound you with ads. You open your door, there's ads on the door handle. Open your mailbox, there's ads that are in your mailbox. You didn't ask for them, but they're there. You're on your phone, you just want to check the weather. And an ad comes up for something you searched 5 minutes ago. And so you're bombarded with buy, buy, buy as much as you can. Don't think about anything else. And if we're not careful, then we could end up what? Being wasteful and buying things that we just do not need. We could maybe argue all of us is in this category to extent. And a hadith that emphasizes this, on wasteful spending. And a hadith I mentioned in a khutbah a while ago, but I wanted to refresh it because I believe it's very beneficial. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afirash lil rajul, wa firash limrati." Where the Prophet said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim that there's a furniture set and a bedding for the spouse, for the husband, and there's a furniture set and a bedding for the wife, and there's a furniture and a bedding set for a guest. What's understood, if they have kids, then obviously they need somewhere to sleep. So the Prophet talked about that there should be an extra room there, an area for guests. And in Islam, taking care of your guests is very virtuous. So the Prophet went out to emphasize this. And we all know those who have guest rooms in their house, usually nobody ever goes in that room. Very, very rare. Until some guest comes and you have to clean it up really quick to make sure you have it ready. Right? So this almost isn't, no one really uses it very much. And then the Prophet said, if there's a fourth bedding and furniture set there, and there's no purpose, that's for the shaitan. Not meaning that shaitan's going to sleep in there, hopefully not. But as Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions on the commentary of this hadith, that this is talking about the extra excessive israf of spending that people do. And you could go to the store and say, this is so beautiful, I want this rug, I want this vase. Whether you need it or not is another question. Is it beautiful? We could all agree it's beautiful. But should you buy it? But it's so beautiful and nice. It's 40% off. I don't care if it's 90% off, but do you need it? That's the question we need to ask ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters. As we end up buying things, like I mentioned, that we don't need and won't be asked for it. As there's a statistic in the LA Times mentioned, the average American household has 300,000 items in it. The average American household has 300,000 items. A thousand's a key word. From the stuff in the garage, the kitchen plates, forks. I don't want to even go to your closets because that's going to be a disaster. The shoes in the garage are stacked up. All these things, 300,000 items in a normal, average American household. Another statistic by the Department of Energy, of the U.S. Department of Energy, mentions that those houses that have two-car garages, 25% of the people cannot park their car in the garage because of the stuff in there. 39% could only fit one car in because there's a bunch of other stuff that's there. So we're in a society, and you have to understand, brothers and sisters, society impacts us. It affects us, if you will, of buying things that people don't need. So 1 out of 10 Americans have to use an extra storage outside their house to store things because they just have so many things that whether they need it or not, but they're on Amazon Prime, maybe too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Isra, emphasize this in our terms of our money management, in our terms of the spending and making the second to ask yourself again before we put that purchase button and get next day delivery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وآتي ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want some advice on how to manage your money, my dear brothers and sisters, is that give the right to your close relatives, spend out for them. They might be needy, or just buy gifts for them because that will bring the hearts together. And spend miskeen, those who are needy. Don't forget that on the list. Amazon Prime won't tell you about that. There's no advertisement in your mailbox that says, hey, there's some poor individuals here, please donate to them. No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this. And Ibn Sabil, those who are wayfarers, those might be refugees, asylum seekers that are in our area that maybe need some financial assistance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبْذِرْ تَبَذِيرًا. Do not be wasteful. Wait, hold on. What did we just talk about before in this ayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spend out to those of your relatives and those who are in need. Then Allah says, do not be wasteful. Meaning what? Do not give them too much money? No. Is that do not be wasteful in spending it other areas. And the very next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ. Those who are wasteful and excessive. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَرْتَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are wasteful, they are the brothers of the shayateen. That's a strong language, my dear brothers and sisters. You will not find anywhere else, from my knowledge, in the Quran, where Allah uses the term brothers of the shayateen. That shayateen, the evil demons and evil jinns, if you will. As someone who's wasteful, they're like they're best friends with them. And then Allah says, indeed, shaitan to his Lord is ungrateful. And that's exactly what Allah wants to do to us. iPhone 12, do you need it? No, probably not. But it's nice to buy it. And so how do you stay away from this when the shaitan's pulling you into it? And this is something that's very, 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 very severe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never uses this term, that those who are wasteful are the brothers of shaitan. One thing I went over some of these statistics and I feel like I need to share it for people to get people, for us to think. And inshallah, all of us are very meticulous in how we spend our money. But it says the average person in America throws away 65 pounds of clothing every year. And the average person in America ends up buying around 60 pieces of clothing every year and only wears it about 3 times before they throw it away. And some of you might say, hold on, no. Yes, people are going to grow out of their clothes. It's going to get worn out. I'm with you, believe me, that happens. You don't grow every year, but sometimes that happens. And you might say, you know what? I donate my clothes. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Please do that. We have out here in the parking lot, we have the U.S. again, a box. You can put your clothes there. We have a store that you could donate your clothes to. But one thing that they don't tell you, a statistic that 87% of the clothes that are donated to the Salvation Army and to U.S. again and these other charities, 87% of it end up getting burnt or thrown into landfills because the clothes are dirty. We all know, busted up, holes in it. No one could wear them again. Or shipped off, unfortunately, to Africa and Kenya and these different places. So something just to think about being wasteful. And we live in a society that's almost based on it, on consumerism, on buying different things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a directive that us, especially living in American society, we have to make sure that we take our precaution and protect ourselves when we are asked on the Day of Judgment about our spending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that questioning easy for us. أَقُلِي قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If you remember from the if recall and review from the hadith we mentioned before, that a person will ask on the Day of Judgment about how they earned money and how they spent it. We talked about how they spent it a lot, but we didn't really talk about how they earned it, and that takes another khutbah or so to go over. One thing I just want to leave with everyone: hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which says, "يأتي على الناس زمان." لا يبالي المرء ما أخذ منه لمن حلال أو من حرام. that the Prophet said there's a time that will come upon the people that a person will not even give a thought to if they earn their money from halal sources or from haram sources. All they see is what? Dollar sign. Or Bitcoin, whatever it is now. That's all they see. Hey, invest your money in here, we'll get you this much percentage back. Oh, okay, here you go, please take my money. Well, hold on, is it going to be in bonds? Is it going to be interest-bearing loans? Is it going to be in something else? The stock, is that a halal stock or not? I don't know, just give me money. It's real estate, this company here, take it, please, give me X amount of money. We just want dollar signs. But that's not our culture, that's not our background, that's not our deen. So the Prophet said there was a time that will come where people will not give even a care about this. I believe this time already came a long time ago and it's continuing. And so my dear brothers and sisters, that we have to make sure, especially the money that we take in and dress ourselves with and feed ourselves with, that comes from a source that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And that also makes us to check our occupation. If we're working in the engineering IT fields, is a company that you're making the items and equipment you're building or programs that you're making, is it facilitating in harming people and killing people? Or is it ethnically something that will benefit society? Those in the finance sector, may Allah protect you. Is interest going right through your hands, even though you don't do it? But are you insisting in it? Are you insisting on other people that are involved in it? It's a very, very tricky territory to be. And if you don't know, then you ask. Alhamdulillah, we have Dr. Siddiqui here that you can ask questions like this for. But you should at least care. This money that I'm putting in my pocket, I'm getting from that investment, from this company, this employee, is it from something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted me to take money from? And if he hid it, if he didn't, then alhamdulillah, Allah will give me it from some other source that is permissible. 100% guarantee. And so that's one thing that we need to ask ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our wealth and to expand it. Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our spending and our earnings and make it, we ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make it pleasing to you, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhfa'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la tuakata lana bih. Wa'fu anna wa aghfir lana wa arhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء لكل داء اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا غفور يا رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala s-salati, hayya ala s-salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله